This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In amplifying the focus of Romans 12, overcome evil with good, we've seen how God wants us to use our spiritual gifts in serving Him and others. Now we come to the listing of some special spiritual gifts. In verse 6, Paul says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." Notice, as he lists spiritual gifts, he reminds us of what he has already said. Whatever gift or gifts we have, we are given by the grace of God. God determines what gift or gifts you receive. You don't deserve them. If you happen to receive a more prominent gift, it is not because you are any more important than anyone else. It should humble you to think that God has entrusted you with it. And you should be thankful for anyone else who receives a gift, even if it is more prominent than yours. Whatever the gift, it is to be used in proportion to our faith. This is especially true if the gift is in the gift of prophecy. Vincent describes this gift. In the New Testament, as in the Old, the prominent idea is not prediction, but the inspired delivery of warning, exhortation, instruction, judging, and making manifest the secrets of the heart. When you speak for God, trust God to use your words to draw people to the truth that can set them free.